Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another Taco Tuesday. This is Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with MU Nutrition. And I thought we could talk about something a little bit more fun today as we get into the cooler weather and the holidays hit. We're often looking for ways to get cozy and warm, and many of those go-to foods for that situation fall into what we would usually call like comfort foods, and they're not always the most nourishing things that we could choose. So let's chat today about ways that we can incorporate some of those more nourishing foods into this desire to stay warm and cozy in the cold weather. So we can do this through food and through drink. So let's start with drinks first, because this tends to be the easiest way for us to incorporate some of these things. One really simple option is herbal tea. Now, anytime we talk about herbs, we need to be a tiny bit cautious because if you have certain health conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, certain other cardiovascular conditions, and especially if you're on certain medications, herbs can interfere with that. So it's always important anytime we're going to be incorporating some kind of an herb in a therapeutic way, like a supplement or a tea on a regular basis. We want to make sure we communicate that with our pharmacists, our care providers, and just make sure our care team is aware of it so we know there's not any interactions that are going to cause problems for our health. But in general, for many people, most people, at low doses, a lot of these teas are a really great option. A few that can be readily accessible and enjoyable for a lot of people are teas like orange spice tea, peppermint tea, cinnamon tea. All great choices. You can buy them in the tea bags already. You can get loose leaf tea. And with some of these things, you can even simply make tea by boiling the herbs or the spices in water on your stove. Licorice tea is one of my favorites, especially licorice mint. It's a really tasty option, but this one especially should be discussed with your provider or pharmacist before having it on a regular basis. Turmeric tea or turmeric itself is another thing that we can incorporate. And really, we can incorporate turmeric in a lot of warm ways. Now, turmeric, or more specifically, curcumin, is one of the spices that we have the most research on. It's been shown to be extremely effective in helping support our immune function, reducing inflammation in a number of different ways, and really just ultimately supporting our body in resisting or healing from both acute or short-term or long-term or chronic health conditions. So, like I mentioned, simple turmeric tea is one option. One slight variation of turmeric tea that people tend to really enjoy is something called a turmeric latte. And there's tons and tons of recipes online that you can find. And often they serve them at the Merck here in Madison, too. And these contain almond milk or whatever kind of milk you typically use for your lattes. Regular milk is just fine. Turmeric, cinnamon, ginger, a little bit of vanilla and maple syrup as your healthy or nourishing sweetener. You could certainly replace that with a little bit of honey too. If you add a touch of black pepper anytime we have turmeric, that helps your body utilize the curcumin more effectively. So it makes the effect of the anti-inflammatory nature of turmeric even more powerful. I know it probably doesn't sound initially tasty to put black pepper in your tea, but we don't need a lot to go a long way. Coffee is another thing that we don't just go to in the winter, but a warm cup of coffee can be something a lot of people enjoy to warm up and again feel cozy on these cooler days. And we've mentioned it before, but cashew coffee is one of my favorites. Again, it's really simple. It's four ingredients. You take your coffee, about a cup of coffee, a quarter cup of cashews, a tablespoon of honey. And then, if you want to bring out the flavors a little bit more, just a tiny pinch of sea salt and you blend it together. Now you've got a creamy, mildly sweetened coffee that's loaded with fiber, protein, and healthy fat. So coffee itself can come with some great health benefits for people who do okay with caffeine and who maybe don't have some conditions like ulcers or reflux that are triggered by coffee. But if we tolerate coffee and we enjoy coffee, up to 4 cups per day has been shown to be helpful for maintaining cognitive health and reducing cognitive decline as we age. So when we can do something like adding cashews into it, which give us all of those extra benefits of protein, fats, and fiber, we've just exponentially increased what we're getting out of that cup of coffee. not to mention a ton of extra vitamins and minerals too. Now, another warm drink that people tend to go to is hot cider. And while I'm not anti-cider, this is one we need to be just a little bit more cautious with because anytime we do juice, we just have a more concentrated source of sugar from the natural sugars that we're getting from the fruit. So we want to try to limit something like cider to maybe one, two at most servings per day if you can. Now, when we add mulled spices into this, that can increase the health benefit and reduce the amount of sugar that typically gets added to some of these drinks. And if we're mulling spices on our stove, it's also going to make your home smell great. So ginger, cinnamon, nutmeg, all of those great spices can add a lot of nutritional benefit to the things that you're drinking all winter. How about hot chocolate? Most people enjoy chocolate, and cocoa or cacao can have great nutrition benefits if we don't load it up with excess sugar. So by simply using a cup of milk, or again, almond milk, any dairy alternative if you need that, a tablespoon of raw cacao or unsweetened cocoa powder, a teaspoon to a tablespoon of pure maple syrup, and about a quarter teaspoon of vanilla. Again, add a pinch of salt to bring out those flavors and just heat that mixture on the stove and enjoy. You've got all nourishing things in there, all things that are going to do great work inside your body without all of the added sugar that we typically get from the packets. So lots of different options you can incorporate there for beverages, but what about food? So food, we can add in a lot of extra veggies, sometimes those extra spices like turmeric, to get some extra benefit out of our comfort foods all winter. Now, soup, this is probably the easiest way for us to add veggies. Any soup that you're making, we can typically put something extra in there, whatever you have left over in your fridge, some chopped up carrots, anything like that can go a long way in adding that nutrition. Chili is one of the favorites, I would say, this time of year. And simply adding extra bell peppers into it, zucchini, even more tomatoes, or trying a new version of chili that maybe has sweet potatoes, black beans, things like that that add protein, fiber, antioxidants, extra color. Remember, anytime we eat, the more color, the better. So if we can make a rainbow soup or a rainbow chili that have a lot of different nourishing fruits and vegetables of different colors, that can really help us support our immune system, our inflammation, our mood, all of that, all season. If you have noodle soups or rice soups, nothing wrong with that, but add in a little bit of extra when it comes to carrots, celery, onions, any of those simple veggies that we have lying around. Broccoli and cauliflower make great creamy blended soups, and even pumpkin or butternut squash make great soups, along with a little bit of cream or coconut milk, a few seasonings. If you go to itsavegworldafterall.com, one of my favorite winter soups is her butternut squash pear soup. And this uses a little sage or thyme. If you haven't heard my thyme story, it's not my favorite seasoning, but I do love sage. So that's what I usually use in that recipe. But both are delicious. You can even blend pumpkin or butternut squash in with your mac and cheese to make that comfort food a little bit healthier. Simply adding vegetables into your hot dishes or casseroles, a little bit extra, whether they're canned, frozen, fresh, anything like that. Just be mindful if you're not chopping them yourselves, watch that label to make sure they don't have a lot of extra additives. And then last thing, dessert. We can have great warm desserts like baked apple slices with walnuts, butter, cinnamon, and a touch of honey or pure maple syrup. Warm brownies made with dates or beets, pumpkin, sweet potato. So many great ways to add nourishment into the warm things that we're looking for as the weather gets a little cooler. So take some time to look online or through cookbooks for some of these nourishing ways to stay warm this winter. But feel free to reach out if you have questions or need some guidance. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's IMU nutrition.com, or on Facebook at Immune Nutrition. And as always, thanks for listening to Taco Tuesday, and we'll see you next week.